Here are the stories we're covering this week in the Category5.tv newsroom. Audacious cyber criminals have created a Star Trek-themed strain of ransomware. Computers can lip-read now. Ubiquity devices are vulnerable to takeover attacks with a single click. And many popular Android devices ship with malware already installed. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Now here's another great way you can support the shows you love from the Category5.tv network by shopping at GearBest.
That's right, Jeff. Cat5.tv/GearBest. It's an online store for the geek streak in you.
Or the loved ones.
Well, of course. I mean, especially your loved ones, right? Because Cat5.tv/GearBest, quite frankly, has all of the greatest tech gifts that you could ever hope for at rock-bottom prices.
Do they have cell phones?
You betcha. Cat5.tv/GearBest has a wide assortment of unlocked Android cell phones and tablets.
What about consumer electronics? Those make a great gift.
Absolutely. From high-tech watches to action cameras, headphones, even virtual reality headsets. Cat5.tv/GearBest has you covered. They literally have it all, Jeff. Literally.
Really?
It's like a superstore right from the comfort of your own chair at your computer through the interweb.
Yeah, there's no way they have it all.
It's true.
It's just a bunch of random electronics.
Test me.
What about clothes?
Yep. Both men and women, fashionable apparel at rock bottom super duper prices.
Kind of like this?
Well, look at this coat. What do you think? It's a slimming mock leather jacket.
I love it.
It's available for less than $30 plus free shipping at cat5.tv/gearbest.
All right. You kind of got me there.
Wow. Any other questions for me, Jeff?
Now that the winter has passed, flying season, do they have any good deals on, say, drone copters?
Oh, my goodness. Well, check this out. Dude, they have everything. Check out over 500 various drones. And not only that, they're available marked down by about 30 to up to 63% off the regular price.
Love it. What's the website again?
Well, you're going to find GearBest on our partners' pages for any of your favorite Category 5 TV shows like New Every Day, Category 5 Technology TV, The Pixel Shadow. But of course, if you want to shop absolutely right now and you want to go straight to the site, all you have to do is visit cat5.tv/GearBest.
See, that's easy. Cat5.tv/GearBest.
That's right. Happy shopping.
I'm Sasha Dermatis, and here are the top stories for the week of March 22nd, 2017. Audacious cyber criminals have created a Star Trek-themed strain of ransomware. Hat tip to Bleeping Computer, which broke the story on the Kirk malware discovered Thursday by Avast malware researcher Jacob Krusek. The software disguises itself as the notorious Low Orbit Ion Cannon, LOIC, denial of service tool, a utility beloved by anonymous hacktivists back in the day before everyone realized it revealed IP addresses of users. Kirk is reckoned to be the first ransomware to utilize Monero rather than Bitcoin as the ransom payment of choice. The malware decryptor Spock will be supplied to the victim once the payment is made, but at this time, the ransomware does not look like it can be decrypted. Anti-malware firm Reboot reports. Right now, there are no known victims of the ransomware, and there is no sample of the decryptor, so information regarding it is limited. The decryptor is said to be promised once the ransom is paid, but obviously there are no guarantees and it cannot be decrypted at present without it. For the first 2 days, crooks are demanding 50 Monero, or roughly $1,072. The fee doubles every few days if the victims fail to cave. If no payment is made by the 31st day, the decryption key gets permanently deleted, according to the ransom note. So this is one of those just really sad stories where people are just, again, ransomware, but instead of Bitcoin, using Monero, still taking your money, stealing your stuff, making false promises. Horrible. Okay. scientists at Oxford say they've invented an artificial intelligence system that can lip-read better than humans. The system, which has been trained on thousands of hours of BBC news programs, has been developed in collaboration with Google's DeepMind AI division. Watch, Attend, and Spell, as the system has been called, can now watch silent speech and get about 50% of the words correct. That might not sound too impressive, but when the researchers supplied the same clips to professional lip readers, they got only about 12% of the words right. Jun Sun Chung, a doctoral student at Oxford University's Department of Engineering, explained words like bat, mat, and Pat all have similar mouth shapes. It's context that helps his system, or indeed a professional lip reader, to understand what word is being spoken. He explains what the system does is to learn things that come together, in this case, the mouth shapes and the characters, and what the likely upcoming characters are. A lot more work needs to be done before the system is put to practical use, but the charity Action on Hearing Loss is enthusiastic about using this latest advance. They believe that a lip reading system could be used to supplement existing speech to text to further improve accuracy. Just one of those good news stories. All right. Security researchers have gone public with details of an exploitable flaw in Ubiquiti's wireless networking gear after the manufacturer allegedly failed to release firmware patches. Essentially, if you can trick someone using a Ubiquiti gateway or router to click on a malicious link or embed the URL in a web page they visit, you can inject commands into the vulnerable device. The networking kit uses a web interface to administer it, and it has a zero CSRF protection. This means attackers can perform actions as logged-in users. A hacker can exploit this blunder to open a reverse shell to connect to a Ubiquiti router and gain root access. Yes, the built-in web server runs as root. The researchers claim that once inside, the attacker can then take over the entire network. And you can thank a very outdated version of PHP included with the software. The version is found to be in use in the devices 2.0.1 from 1997. The whole attack can be performed via a single GET request. The system found the security hole in 4 Ubiquiti devices and believes another 40 or so models are similarly vulnerable. The affected models include, but are not limited to, the Tough Switch TS8 Pro, Rocket M5, PicoStation M2HP, and NanoStation M5, plus various air fiber and air gateway models, power beam devices, and light beam boxes. In response to the exploit being revealed, Ubiquiti says that they have released updates that resolve the issue for 37 out of the 44 products affected. They say they are also very close to releasing another update for the remaining 7 products mentioned in the report and will send a newsletter once they're done. So they are working on it currently. All right. Keeping malware off of your mobile device should be a top priority for anyone who purchases a new smartphone or tablet. But what if the battle against bad actors has been lost before you even open the box? That's exactly what security firm Checkpoint says is happening right now, and it just released a report claiming that it detected malware on 36 different Android devices being used by multiple large tech companies. The devices on which the malicious code was detected are thought to have been compromised at some point between manufacturing and eventual sale to the end user. Checkpoint's mobile threat prevention team explains in a blog post, the malicious apps were not part of the official ROM supplied by the vendor, adding that the malware must have been added somewhere along the supply chain. In their investigation, the devices that were shown to have pre-installed malware come from many different manufacturers. They include Galaxy Note 2, 3, 4, 5, and 8, Asus Zenfone 2, LG G4, Nexus 5 and 5X, and Xiaomi Mi 4i, and Redmi. For better or worse, The malware found to be installed on the devices is fairly well known in mobile security circles and includes Loki, a malicious advertising bot, and Slocker, which uses the Tor network to send data back to its creator while avoiding detection. This is obviously a very serious situation, and it's certainly not the first time Android devices were found to have security issues right out of the box. Scary stuff. All right. Thanks for watching the Category5.tv newsroom. Don't forget to like and subscribe for all your tech news with a slight Linux bias. And for more free content, be sure to check out our website. From the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis.